All right, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper. We're broadcasting today from the studios at MTP Software, and we thank them once again for their hospitality. Next guest in the studio is Judith Van Ham, and she is going to talk to us today about solar personal rapid transit.
Thank you for inviting me, Alex.
My pleasure. I did a little bit of research on what you're doing and what you're advocating, and it's really pretty cool. I'd love for you to tell our audience a little bit more about it.
Sure. Most of the transportation that we currently use, in fact, all of it, was invented more than 100 years ago. We now have solar. We now have computers. We can put them to work to give us fantastic transportation and solve some major issues like the crisis with the climate and congestion.
Absolutely. So can you tell us, I looked at these videos online that you're
sure.
showing,
okay.
and it looks kind of like an elevated subway system, but with solar panels at various points in time that feed it. Is that correct?
Well, there are two forms of transportation that would be covered in the legislation that we're working on. It would cover solar personal rapid transit, which is what you're referring to. It would also cover evacuated tube transport, like Hyperloop, which is really fast. Mm-hmm. The solar personal rapid transit, I think of as kind of like a ski gondola.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of hanging from a bouncing wire going just back and forth, it's hanging from a metal tube with wheels inside that tube, or not a tube, but kind of a beam, I would describe it, and can turn corners mm-hmm. and go fast. And then above that is solar panels. It doesn't have to be solar panels absolutely everywhere, but most of them would have solar panels.
Interesting. So how is this, I noticed that there are some places that there are some pilot programs in place already. Is that correct?
There are some existing forms of transportation. They are fairly few. The closest thing is over at Heathrow Airport, where there's a system that doesn't have solar, but it's electric, and it's personal, and it mm-hmm. goes from the business parking to terminals 2, 3, 4, and 5, I think. It opened in 2011, has expanded, and what you do there is you get into a pod that holds 4 people, 2 facing 2, and you tell the computer which of those terminals you want to go to. You go directly there. You don't stop anyplace else. That's the basic idea. Down in Morgantown, West Virginia, there's a form that has the same personalness. You choose your destination and only go there, but the vehicles are 18 passenger. And rather than being computer controlled, in terms of choosing the destination, it is based on when you get in, that particular vehicle is going to that destination, all the people in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Okay. So and what you're advocating is to expand the use of these in different areas. I think I noticed that you're doing something around the South Shore and Hull.
What I'm working with on with other people is a plan to do this for the entire state. It would be a combination of the solar personal rapid transit in more on local busy streets, any place where you see a bus, mm-hmm. there's enough demand for this. And then on along the main routes, the highway routes, having the evacuated tube transport like Hyperloop, which goes hundreds of miles an hour. Instead of taking hours to get across our state, you could get across it in minutes.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. So how can people get involved and how can people help you accomplish this mission?
So this is all built with private money because mm-hmm. it actually can make money. It doesn't need a subsidy from taxes. Mm-hmm. But what is required is permission to use the public rights of way. And then it would actually pay a portion of 5% of its revenue back to whoever owns the rights away. So it's a totally different approach to transportation, except not totally different. When streetcars were built, those were all private. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't until later that the state took over the transportation. Same way with highways. Highways were built originally privately. Mm-hmm. And so, in fact, in our U.S. Constitution, transport is meant to be a private enterprise. So that's how it would get built, but it requires, with private money, but it requires permission to use the rights way. So it needs state approval for state highways and municipal approval for the municipal roads. That's where people get involved. Mm-hmm. And we've had bills put in by senators and state reps at the state level for two sessions now. That's 4 years. This last time, most of the solar legislation just got dumped out at the tail end. So I'd like to make sure we have at least a few people in every single town, municipality in the state, that's what, 350, 340, who understand this, will ask their local town meeting or a city council for permission for their community, and will go to their state rep and state senator and say, hey, I want to ride this. I want to be able to get to work fast. Mm-hmm. I want my kids to be safe. I want to be able to ride my bike safely on streets. Pass it. Okay.
Interesting. So it seems like, so you would think that private enterprise or private money would fund the infrastructure bill, but they just need to, I mean, I just can't imagine how much this would cost.
When I say the number, it's going to seem like a lot, 10 million a mile. But if you say that to people who know transportation, that's cheap. Mm-hmm. That's like adding one lane on an expressway. And this has the capacity, one beam of the solar personal rapid transit going in one direction has the capacity that's equal to six lanes on a highway. So, it's cheap.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So how many cars can fit? You know, I guess that must be a ton of cars, or is it just the speed?
It's the fact that they can be, the computer controls the distance between the little pods. Mm-hmm. So if they are, seconds apart instead of six times the length of the car apart, mm-hmm. You can have them close together. And mm-hmm. that way you can carry a lot.
Excellent. And so, it seems like this might be a better solution in the long term than self-driving cars.
Self-driving cars will have a role in mm-hmm. this. It might be how you get, if you're a far away from a station, out in a suburban, or you own a farm, mm-hmm. That might be part of the system. Mm-hmm. But for most people, all the stations will be within a 15-minute walk. And for a lot of people, that would add a nice tiny bit of exercise into mm-hmm. your life.
Absolutely.
But for people who have kids, have mobility issues, have lots of packages, being able to call on a self-driving car or a car. Right now, I see this replacing buses. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to have all those bus drivers drive little vehicles that could get people who would like to have assistance in getting to the station from their home to the station.
That's terrific. I mean, that sounds like the world of the future.
It can't be the future. It's got to be right now. The climate change is happening right now. Where I live, I live in Hull. It's a peninsula way out there in the middle of the ocean, pretty much.
Yeah.
And there's a 10-foot sea level rise predicted by 2065. That puts my town
underwater.
Out of business.
Right.
And it's not just here. It's the whole waterfront in Boston. Yeah. It's all, things up the Charles River, the Cape Cod. We have a lot of waterfront in Massachusetts. Yeah. And it would ruin the economy, not only here, but around the world, because most of the, you know, a good percentage of the development around the world is close to the water.
Yep.
So it's the future of our world that we're talking about. And if here, away from the water, if you notice storms now have deluges instead of just showers, that's a climate change. And or when you get a drought, it's not just a little drought, it's a big drought. So it's of all of us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's a pretty compelling solution that you've presenting us with.
The nice thing is, it's, you know, if you can imagine the amount of time that most people spend driving or sitting, you know, waiting for the train to come, whatever it is, most of us put a lot of time in every day into traveling. If that can be shortened, and then instead of being requiring all of your concentration to be safe, be able to text without any problem.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. It's been a fascinating discussion. If people want to learn more about your project or get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out with you?
Okay. The website that we put together for the state is Bay State. That means Massachusetts Bay State, and then Sunway. So think of the word subway, but it substitutes sun instead. So baystatesunway.com. And you can see lots of videos of what this looks like. You still see the legislation. You'll see where it's already been done, where similar things have been done. And the company that I found just by searching on the internet was J-Pods. And you can find them at jpods.com. There are competitors. So
it's happening.
Baystatesunway.com will give you all that information.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure talking with you and learning about solar personal rapid transit.
Well, I hope to see you riding it within 3 years. Okay?
I hope so. That would be great. Thank you very much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Alex.
Our guest has been Judith Van Ham, Bay State Sunway and Solar Personal Rapid Transit. Thank you very much. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.